I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Art, you know a lot of bugs.
I know a few.
What's your favorite?
What's my favorite
your
bug?
Your favorite bug. You must have some bug after all these years.
You mean an individual species?
Unless you have one within a species that you've personally named.
No, I'm a beetle man, but I don't...
Favorite beetle?
I'm a scarab man. I like scarab
favorite
beetles.
Favorite scarab?
I don't have a favorite scarab. There are different ones that fascinate me for different reasons. I mean, there's the sacred scarab of Egypt, which has always fascinated me. One, because it's a dung beetle. How cool is that when they come flying in and carve up a piece of dung and very carefully roll it up with an egg inside, roll it away and bury it? That's just cool all by itself. But the fact that the ancient Egyptians saw it as a symbol of their god and an afterlife... That's just fascinating to me. Our Eastern Hercules beetle is another favorite of mine since moving to Virginia almost a dozen years ago, just because it's so big and so exotic looking that even people that have grown up here, when they see them for the first time, they figure it has to have been something that hitchhiked on a ship from Central America or something.
An import.
There are other beetles that just because of their colors and behaviors are always fascinating to me. I would be hard-pressed. I am hard-pressed to select just one species. Blister beetles are another family of beetles that I've always thought were interesting. They start life as a parasitoid on grasshopper egg cases or living inside of nests of bees. They have beautiful colors, ant-like heads, soft, leathery wing covers. Flower feeders as adults, very caustic defense system. They will raise blisters on you if you handle them carelessly.
What do you think are the governing factors why someone becomes a butterfly guy or a dragonfly guy or a beetle guy?
That's an interesting question. I have no idea. I know for me, it was one of practicality. I was fascinated by all insects when I got started. And I collected butterflies and dragonflies and beetles and grasshoppers with equal enthusiasm. But I wanted to be good at preparing insect specimens. And I realized how much work it is to carefully, to properly spread the wings of butterflies and moths. And I thought, geez, that's just starting to smack of work. But beetles, I thought, were much easier. Also, beetles are everywhere all the time. Butterflies, moths, dragonflies, you pretty much have to be out and about during prime time, spring through fall, to find them. But beetles, they're out all the time. Even in winter, you can go out and peel some bark or roll over a stump or dig through leaf litter, and beetles are there for the taking. Besides, you've heard the story about the well-known British geneticist J.B.S. Haldane when he was asked by a cleric, "What does a study of the creation tell you about the creator?" Haldane was reported to have replied, "An inordinate fondness for beetles, just because there are so many different kinds, roughly 350,000 species to date."
Dr. Art Evans is the author of the National Wildlife Federation Field Guide to Insects and Spiders of North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's blog at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.